Ksuvus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksuvus Bavli, Daf Mem Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Ches Amad Beis, at the second Mishnah, Ha'av. Ha'av Einu Chayiv B'Nazonos Betoi. A man is not obligated to feed his daughter. Su Midrash Torah of Laza Ben Azaria, Bekem Be'Yavne, Habonim Yushu V'Habonos Yozunu, Ma Habonim Einan Yoshim El La'acha Mises Avihen, Af Habonos Einan Nizonos El La'acha Mises Avihen. The Rav Ben Azaria expounded this in Keren B'Yavne. It says in the Ksuba, the sons inherit and the daughters are fed. So just like the sons inherit only after the father dies, so the daughters are fed only after the father dies. And the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lazun Es Habonos, Es Achleim Es Habonim. The Gemara brings from Abai, it's a mitzvah to feed daughters, and one need not say that it's a mitzvah to feed sons. Rav Yochanan ben Moricha Omer, Chayav Lazun Es Habonos, Rav Yochanan ben Moricha says one is obligated to feed daughters. Is Tani Tani Habonim Iker, is Tani Tani Habonis Iker. Some teach that the primary mitzvah is to feed sons, and some teach that the primary mitzvah is to feed daughters. Man Damab Habonim Iker la Talmud Torah. One says that the sons are primary, this is a Talmud Torah. Man Damab Habonis Iker, Shle Yetzu la Talmud Torah. One says that daughters are primary, this is lest they come to sin. Veshim Ben Lakish, Beshem Ben Yehuda, Ben Hanania, Nimu Be'usha She Adam Zon Esponov Katanim. Veshokish, quoting Rav Yehuda ben Chananya, said that they voted in Usha and decreed that a man must feed his minor sons. And Rav Yochanan Yoidim Anu Mi Hayab Minayin. Rav Yochanan says, do we know who was in that vote to force men to do so? Ukva Asa Legabi Rav Yochanan Amalei Ukva Zun Vanech. Ukva came to Rav Yochanan, he told him, Ukva, feed your sons. Amalei Manan Minan Mari. Ukva asked, what is the source of this, my Rebbe? Amalei Ukva Roshia Zayin Banech. Rav Yochanan says, evil Ukva, feed your sons. Amar Rav Yehula Masnisa Amar Kain Kedei Shehei Adam Zones Banav Katanim. Rav Yehula said that a Mishnah teaches so, that a man feeds his minor sons. The Taninan Taman, Im Haisa Manika, Parichsin La Mimasi Adair, Mimasifin La Al Mzoinaser. The Mishnah says that if his wife was nursing, he reduces the work she must do for him, and he adds to her food. Shimon Lokish B'Shem Rav Yehuda, Bachananya, Nimna Ba'usha, Bekesev Nechasov, Levonov, Hu, Ve'ishtoin, Zonim, Mehen. Veshokesh, quoting of Yehuda ben Hananya, said that they voted in Usha and decreed that one who writes his property to his sons for a gift, he and his wife are fed from it. Bonov, Katanim, Mahen. What is the law of his minor sons? Are they also fed from it? Ve'yavo, B'shem of Yosi, Ve'yichanina. Ve'ista Amila, B'shem of Yehuda ben Hanina. Hu, Ve'ishtoin, Levonov, Katanim, Zonim, Mehen. Rabbi Avo, quoting Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, and some say in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Chananya, said that he and his wife, his minor sons, are fed from it. Amanase Mahu, what is the law of his widow? Is she fed from it? Amar Zera, Isasav Veloy Ifrasht. Zera remarked, this was asked, but it wasn't answered. Amar Abba Bar Mamal, Isasav Vifrashus. Amar Rabbi Abba, Nirin Dvarim, Im Haisa Eicheles Bachai Baila, Eicheles Bim Lav. Rav Abba Mama answered, this was asked and it was answered. Rav Abba said, it seems that if she ate from the gift in her husband's lifetime, she eats after his death. If not, she does not eat. We say though that this only applies about one who wrote his property to his sons, but if he sold it, then no. What if he wrote to his son and his son sold to others? What will be the law? Mistavra, Yahach, the Asa, Minei. The answer is presumably the buyer is like the one whose rights he comes, meaning just like the father and his wife are fed from what the son received, they are fed from the one who bought from the son. Let's just say Isa. The Gemara says, do we take from what the son received in order to marry the father to a woman? Amar Chanina, Ana, Leith, Masas, Leith. Rav Chanina says, I cannot learn this from reasoning. Asa, Rabimana, Le Mistavra, Agrin lay, Shamasha, Rasvin lay, Isa, Tama, Dudahi, Shamsha. Rav Mana answered, is it not reasonable that we hire a servant for him? This is a need like food. And we marry him to a woman, similarly, because she serves him. Bonim, Bnei Bonim, Mahin. What's the law of grandchildren? Is there a mitzvah to feed them? Rav Mana Amar, Bonim, Bnei Bonim, Harihin Kabonim. Rav Mana gives an answer that grandchildren like children. And I should say, Rav Yosi, Amar Bnei Bonim, Einan Kabonim. And Rav Yosi answers that the grandchildren are not like children. And I should say, Rav Shmuel, Borei, Rabbi Yosi Berabun, Rabbi Matanya, Havin Yafin, Savin Meima, Hu Bnei Bonim, Shekan, Hu, she said, Bnei Bonim, Shalalan. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi Berabun, and Rabbi Matanya were sitting. They wanted to say that grandchildren are like sons here, means that they inherit. Grandchildren are unlike sons there, means the grandfather must feed his grandchildren. And Malay Rabbi Yosi Berabun, Bnei Bonim, she said, Kafsa, Alehen, Yerushas Teira. Rabbi Yosi Berabun rejected that. He said that grandchildren, her inheritance jumped upon them, means feeding daughters in the Jabronon, perhaps they are unlike sons for this. Rabbi Shimon Lokish B'Shem Rabbi Yudah Barachanina Nimnu Bu'usha B'Makpid Es HaZokein V'Zo, we should say, Yinosin Lai B'Shtoi Cholim. Rabbi Shokish, quoting Rabbi Yudah Ben Chananya, said, they voted in Usha and decreed that if one troubled a Chochem or disgraced him, he pays full embarrassment, proper for a Chochem, means a litter of gold. Ma'aseh Be'echad She'hikpid Es HaZokein V'Zo V'Nosin Lai a case occurred in which one troubled a chacham and disgraced him, and he paid full embarrassment. Amrin Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanina Hava. They say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanina was the chacham who was troubled. And Shem ben Lakish, Shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanina, Nimru Be'usha, She'e Adam Mafish Chemesh ben Chasav. Jokish, quoting Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanina, said, they voted in Usha and decreed that one should separate at most a fifth of his property for Staka. If you say the mitzvah, Ateichan, what is the minimum needed to fulfill the mitzvah? Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Abba, Bar Kahana, Chadam HaKadeh, Tuma, Uchumeth Maaseh. The first answer is Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Abba, Bar Kahana. One of them said it's the amount of Tuma Pedela, which is 2%, and Tumeth Maaseh, which is another 1%. Nachana Amma, Kareid Vashem Reinecha, Ke Meireshis, Kol Zivosecha. The second answer is the other one of these two opinions said that Kavodeth Hashem mehoinecha, honor Hashem from your wealth and from the beginnings of your grains. It's like from ratios of all your grains, it's just like Tumah Gedolah. That would be 2%. Rabbi Gamliel bar Anya bar Koimei Rabbi Mana, Ma Koimesh b'chol shana, Gorim roshim sham. I should say, Geochasa kedmaisa depeya v'leim rus ela shaloi yomus laosit lavei. Rabbi Gamliel bar Anya said to Mana, if one gives a fifth every year, like it's written in the first halacha of Peya, until Ustaka Tatsan Mimobis, it does not refer to what we call death, rather he will not die in the future at the time of Tchias HaMeisim. So the Gemara had referred to the text in Peya, and there it says that when Rabbi Yehuda asked that in 5 years he will give away all his money. And there would Mana answer that initially he gives a fifth of his wealth, and after the fifth from his income. Rabbi Nazariah makes the Ksuba Midrash mean the source from which to learn halachas. Dora Shuglaza ben Nazariah, Habonim Yoshu, Rabbonis Yazuno, Ma Habonim Enon Yoshin, Ela Alachamisa Zavihen, Afabonis Enon Yazonis, Ela Lachamisa Zavihen. Rabbi Nazariah said that the sons will inherit and the daughters will be fed, just like the sons inherit only after the father died, also the daughters are fed only after the father died. And it should say, Dorash Hillel HaZokein Loshon Hedjot. Hillel HaZokein expounded the wording of commoners. Kacha Yukosim B'Alexandria Shaya Echad Mehen Mekadosh Isha V'Chaviroi Chitva Min HaShuk V'Kushibah Maisel Efnei Chachomim Bikshu L'Hasoisam Mamzerim. So they used to write in Alexandria, but when one was Mekadosh a woman, someone else from the market would seize her and marry her. When the case came in front of the Chachomim, they wanted to make the children Mamzerim. And we had Hillel HaZokein Hoitziu Ksibus Hillel said, take out the ksubas of your mothers that they wrote at the time of Erison. They took out the mother's ksubas and found written in them the following: when you will enter my house, you will be my wife, like the law of Moshe and Yehudim. And therefore the first kedushin never took effect, and the children were therefore kosher. Beishamai Avdin Ksuba Midrash. Rabbi Shammai makes the Ksuba Midrash something to learn from. The Beis Shammai, Darshi, Mesefer Ksuba, Nilman, Shehu Kosev La, Shehim Tinsoi, Lacha Tetli, Masha Kosev Lechi, Chazu Beis Hillel, who is Kedir Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai expounds that we learn from the text of the Sefer Ksuba. He writes to her, if you will marry to another, you will receive what is written to you. Beis Hillel therefore attracted to all like Beis Shammai. And I should say now, the Beis Hillel Avdin Ksuba Medrash, after they retracted, also Beis Hillel made the ksuba medrash, and he learned halachos from it.